In the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bahar, we have a double header. Bahar b'chukoisai. So Bahar begins with Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe. Now normally we don't get a location. So in this, Rashi is sensitive to understand why in the world it's telling us where Hashem spoke. Rashi says, Bahar Sinai, Ma'anyin Shemitah Yitzal Har Sinai. What's the connection between the Shemitah, this sabbatical year where you don't work the ground, and Har Sinai? Halo kol ha-mitzos nemru m'sinai. Every single mitzah. Like, you don't find this that, you know, Vaidaber Hashem Moshe, Bahar Sinai, tefillin, kashrus, tzitzis. Why is it Shemitah? Ella. Just like the general rules, the specifics, and all the details were taught from Sinai, Sa'af Kulon, all two mitzvos. It's like a binyan av. These are all the mitzvos. Nemru Kloseham Diknukeh Sinai. All is in. Right? Kach Shnuya B'Toras Kohanim. So Toras Kohanim is the Halachic Midrashim on Sefer Vayikra. And that's the source for as to why it does. Because if you think about it, really, why in the middle of all of this, tell us the first mitzvah, tell us the last mitzvah, but just Shemitah comes out, you know, in the middle of the Sefer, and all of a sudden now it starts telling us this general rule. If this is the rule, which it is, so why are we told at this particular point in time? That's Rashi's favorite comment, but still the question is left hanging. How did that really answer it? So we're going to go to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The first comment he has on this parsha, he says, Tzorech l'das, ma hizkir har sinai mitzvah zu. Right, okay, so he quotes the same thing. He says, Hagam, yes, she rabuseinu zal, omru ki lamed bo, teach us kol mitzvahs nemru klausehen, vipratosehen, mesinai, adayin yesh lamokom l'she'eloseinu. But there's still a place to ask the question. Meaning, Rashi gave us the answer, but Rashi essentially is quoting Chazal. So, but on that same Chazal, the Or HaChaim wants to know, what's going on? Lam lo limed zeh el mitzvah zu b'diyuk. What's specific, punked by this mitzvah, it comes out. Halo v'lo b'mitzvah rishona o achrona. Why not the first mitzvah we ever got, or the last mitzvah we ever got? Why is it told at this place? That's our question. V'ulai, perhaps, suggests the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Ki litzad shehizker matnas ha'oretz. Because it's talking here about the gift that we're going to have Eretz Yisroel. Dechsiv Ashani no sein, that I am giving, right? Present tense, no sein, I'm giving to you. Sedik Diklomer Behar Sinai. That's why the connection between Eretz Yisrael is why it's mentioned here, Bedavka Har Sinai. Loimer, to tell you, Kimachmas Har Sinai Pirush, on the count of Har Sinai, what does that mean? Ma Shekiblubo, what we received at Har Sinai, meaning the fact that we got the Torah, we were makabel the Torah on Har Sinai, that's connected integrally to the mitzvah of getting Eretz Yisrael. Hu shenigmru hamatona she'almanas Torah nosen Hashem es ha'aretz. A very important principle that our claim and our rights to be in Eretz Yisrael is because we have allegiance to the Torah that we received on the Har Sinai. So now already, that's a thematic connection. Why is it that Shemitah is being mentioned here by it says Har Sinai? Because the right to have Eretz Yisrael, where Shemitah applies, Shemitah's wonderful, but does not apply in New Jersey. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So that claim to Eretz Yisrael is because we were mekabel the Torah. The Ode. So that's a beautiful reason by itself, because if you think about it, many movements or groups throughout modern Jewish history have tried to make a disconnect between being in Eretz Yisrael and the Torah. And all of those are unfortunately doomed to failure. The only rights that we have to Eretz Yisrael is through our commitment to Torah. The Ode says the Or HaChaim Od Alpi Maimer HaGemora B'Maseches Avodah Zarah. He quotes the Gemara on Avodah Zarah Chaf Medalth. Pasuk Rambam Per Gimel Mehilcha Zechiah. It's brought down in the Rambam. Veze Lashono. Oser Laseis La'akum Matnas Chinam. Adkan. There's a prohibition against giving to a non-Jew a gift for no reason. So what does that mean? Does that mean, you know, no year-end bonuses? Does that mean I can't tip the bus driver? I can't tip the mailman? So this is not really a matnas chinam. The gifts that we give to the people because they provide services for us. And as a token of appreciation, we want them to continue to provide the services. Step four, there's nothing wrong in halacha with giving your nanny or your mailman, the bus driver, etc., who are non-Jews. That's not called matnas chinam. But there really would, if you would be giving it for, again, beyond the scope for now, but if you would be giving a gift for no reason, that is a shaila. It's a real isser. Ve'im kein, and if so, says the Or HaChaim, Yisroel koidim shekiblu ha-Torah dinim ke'akum. So before we received the Torah, al pi halacha, we weren't really Jewish, right? Everyone says Avraham was the first Jew. Not so sure. The foundations of Yiddishkeit began with Avraham, but really, al pi halacha, with the geirus that we took place, all the halachas, the dinim of conversion, are learned out from Har Sinai, the Tevila, Kabbalah Samitzvah, right? Korbanos, etc. Va'achar Kabbalah Satorah, Yochel Yitein Lehem. So it's only after we became Jewish at Har Sinai, then Hashem can give us Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh Omer, and that's why it says, Davka Behar Sinai, that we got this mitzvah of Shemitah. Shebezeh Yuchel Omer, Asher Ani Nosein Lachem. Now Hashem can say that I'm giving it to you. So, a beautiful reason. First of all, the idea that we can't ever, chas v'shalom, make a separation between our claim to Eretz Yisrael and our allegiance to the Torah, that the two haba hatalia. And second of all, that was only after we became Jewish at Har Sinai, when mekabel the Torah in the mitzvahs, nasa v'nishma, the hischaivus, the we meshabit ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can give us the land, because we don't have a din of an akum anymore. Continues now the Or HaChaim and says, Uveze nisyashiv gamkein lama hutzrich loyma asher ani noisein. This also explains what says that I am giving it to you. Keep shita. It's obvious. Kihu anosein. Vein acheres. With those ball, right? Of course Hashem's one giving us. What would you think differently? Vetimsa sheparshis kedoshim. We saw in Parshas Kedoshim back in Perek Yudtes. Amar kisavo el haaretz unetatem. When you'll come to the land and you will plant them. Netiyah is to plant the... in the land of Eretz Israel. V'hutzrich loymar bo simon. You don't have to give a sign. That it works well with what we've talked about. Lama bochar Hashem l'lameid binyanav zeh l'chol ha-Torah b'parsha zu v'lo b'parsha acheres. That's why Bedavka, even when it's talking about Hashem giving us the land, that this binyanav, again, this whole idea about that it's teaching a principle, that it comes to us Bedavka from Har Sinai, and in our connection to Eretz Yisrael, that's why it comes here and not at any other place. So really what the Or HaChaim did was, he quoted the same Chazal as Rashi, but he expanded upon it to show that there are thematic connections as to why it mentions the mitzvah of Shemitah here as well. I think they bring from the Ponovitch Rav that he used to kiss the trees on the Shemitah and say to them, Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. It's a beautiful idea. Now, of course, in agriculture, in Alpi Teva, it makes a lot of sense to have the land lie fallow, because if you constantly work and work and work, so then the soil needs a year to replenish and to rest and to rejuvenate. So it makes a lot of sense that it should produce much more than that. But if you think about it from a different perspective, if you're a farmer living in Eretz Yisrael, and now the Shemitah year comes, what koach you need to be able to basically sit and not go to work. Now, for many of us right now, due to the current COVID-19, that's what many people are doing right now. They're sitting and not going to work. And there's daigas, and there's concerns, and people feel, me'ayin yavo ezri, where in the world is this going to come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a commandment, the mitzvah of Shemitah, to instill in us emunah. This idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and will provide from us. We have to do our hishtadlus, but we can't do our over hishtadlus. What does that mean, over hishtadlus? So to quote the famous marshal from the Or HaChaim. I'm Or HaChaim mode. I meant to say from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim gave a marshal, which we've quoted in Shul many times, that a person wanted to work on Shabbos He says, look, Hashem's going to send me a parnasa, so I have to work on Shabbos. So the Chafetz Chaim explains to him, you don't have to work on Shabbos. What does it mean if you work an extra day of the week? Hashem already gave you a barrel. And inside of that barrel is all the parnasa you're going to get for the entire year. So instead of putting six faucets on the barrel, you put a seventh one. But it doesn't change how much is in the barrel. Whatever in the barrel is what you're going to get. So you put an extra faucet in now. So you're going to get it a day early, a week early, a month early. It doesn't matter. Hashem was going to give it to you in 2 months from now, but you thought the Chapa Ryan, you're going to, you know, beat the system. So you worked on Shabbos. So therefore you didn't gain anything. One doesn't gain anything. And that's the idea about having our Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bitochon. And that's what the Parsha of Shemitah is all about. Be mechazik ourselves day after day for a whole year. That's a difficult time to be watching your land, and you work so hard, and you invest in so much, and you built up your business so much, and now you're thinking, where's the parnasa going to come from? How's it going to do it? The Tevet says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And we follow what Hashem wants from us, so we only win. We never ever lose by following the Torah and mitzvos. And that's really, in Al Pi Drush, what the Or HaChaim is telling us, that the gift of Eretz Yisrael, the gift of our lives, the gift of everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem is running the show, and what's in our hands is our commitment and our allegiance and our acceptance of all of the Torah and the mitzvahs. So I hope that's a little of a chizuk for us who are really going through a difficult parsha right now. And it's not easy, and no one's poo-pooing it, no one's saying it's not hard. The truth is difficult. But that's the Indian of a Nisayon. And the sign is there to help us, and to bring us up, to help us get us to a better place. As the Ramban writes, the whole Indian of an Nisayon is to bring Nikoach El Hapoel. That when a person has certain, let's call them, like, hidden talents or capabilities or kochos that were not coming out, they've never brought into reality. But through the Nisayon, through the difficulty of it, that enables a person to dig deep. And to dig on hidden strengths and, you know, powers and koichas they didn't think were in the realm of their possibility. And they achieve, and they do, and they grow, and they steig. So Hashem should give everybody the chizik they need right now to get through this difficult time. And to take chizik from this parsha, from the parsha of Bahar, Bechukosai, that the Indian of Shemitah, the Indian of following Hashem's mitzvos, one never, ever, ever loses.